Diego, Danny.
What's up?
We're here in sunny Brooklyn, New York. Slightly overcast. It's beautiful. Got some classic...
These last 2 weeks, weather-wise, have not been that great, I'll be honest.
It's been inconsistent. Earth has been going through some shit. I think she needs a little time to herself. She's figure some things out.
So you think when she leaves, hypothetically, Earth leaves Earth, like Mother Nature leaves, she like just pauses it under shitty weather, like instead
like
of like...
Fall?
She doesn't want to miss anything.
She's like, I don't want to get too good because I'm going to have a lot of fun. I want to be around.
The joke, I said fall?
I don't get that.
Leaves?
I still don't get it.
When she leaves?
All right.
Fall.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right.
Yeah, it probably sends her personality somewhere.
So yeah.
I miss you guys.
Yeah.
I miss you. I miss this. It's been a while. But it's nice to see you guys in my bedroom.
That's the best part about it.
Mm-hmm. So see how wide your legs are spread right now for no reason.
Yeah.
And directed right at me.
It's not no reason.
All right, good point.
Someone's going to write an article about you on BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Spreading your legs.
I took the train yesterday for the first time in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's 275 now.
Wow.
And it's fucking terrible.
Mm. I
hate That's taking a lot. The fucking train.
How much was it when I moved here? I feel like it was pretty like $2 when I moved here.
Probably.
It's kind of crazy how much.
$2.75.
Wow. Mm. It's just going to keep going, right? They're not going to slow
stop.
Yeah, it's not slowing down.
Train fares are like iPhones.
What's going to be the tipping point price-wise for
$5.
$5. So almost double what
Once
it is now.
Once it's $5,
a ride.
Who the fuck can afford to take the train every day, three times a day?
Well, I think it's going to get to a point where they're just going to... It's going to be like way overpriced for single rides, but they're just going to start pushing the packages.
Yeah, like $300 a month.
It's
like the fucking train.
Because the single rides are going to be so high that it's going to give them leverage to be like, all right, let's pay $300 because it's way cheaper than paying $12 a ride.
Rather sit in traffic. The only reason why I didn't drive because I had to go to Midtown and there's no parking there before 5
o'clock. Oh, that's a nightmare,
Yeah, before 5 you can't park.
Get a bike, guys. It's like hacking.
Oh,
it's so useful.
I got a bike that sometimes I put in my car and drive around.
That's cool. Just to like get it out of the house so people think you're riding your bike?
Just in case I need to ride my bike while I'm driving.
While you're driving?
Yeah, like, oh, I got to run out.
When I was in Florida and we would go to... I'm going to stop you right there. When I was in Florida, my buddy and I, we would put our bikes in his car then drive down to Miami, which is like a 40-minute car ride, and then ride around all night. And then go back in the car and drive back up to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So like in that term, I get it because we're doing like critical masses and like hanging out and doing
bike stuff.
Bike stuff, yeah. Like we had a bike crew. We had a whole gang. Miami Bike Scene, what's up? Thriller Crew, what's up? None of them listen.
Nope.
But yeah, I get that.
Hanging out in the clubs.
Club scene,
Vagabond.
We used to go to Vagabond. Yeah. Brooklyn would be the bouncer. He let us in.
Dang.
What's up, Brooklyn? I just started following him on Instagram.
What a podcast is.
He might. He's a good dude.
Sure,
those are good times. I miss those days. But hey, we're here now, all right? We're in the moment. It's good to be here. I just got back from Florida. That was fun.
How was it?
Yeah, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been there in like 4 years.
Damn.
My brother was there, and I haven't seen him in like 6 years. So like, it was real weird,
that's
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah, we're together every day for like 19 years, and then just nothing.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He left him.
He left me. He went to the Army.
He left you high and dry.
He left me high and dry in my own bedroom for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, you shared a bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Bunk
the whole time. We did when we were younger.
Then you just had a single bed.
Single bed. A single twin when we just spooned every night. Every 4 hours we'd switch small. No. We'd switch who's a small spoon.
Oh, okay.
I've never met your brother, but he seems like a cool dude.
He's coming.
Awesome. I feel like you know what? I think I could hang out with that guy.
Oh, you totally could. He's awesome.
One time he liked all my pictures on Instagram, and I was like, this is fucking awesome. And he liked all the cool ones of skulls and weapons.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
He's like the opposite of Chet from Weird Science.
Exactly. Yeah. Took me a second. But yeah, he's great. He's like me a lot, just a little...
More handsome
and stronger, and just toned down with the silliness. He's silly still, but a little toned down sometimes. And sometimes way more, like when we were with our family, like our cousins and stuff, he's toned like all the way up. He's on a 10 and I go like a 3. And I'm just quiet and judging everyone for being so Hispanic.
You guys are so Latino.
So why are you dancing? It's 2 p.m.
Stop screaming.
Dude, you have no idea.
Yeah.
I told my sister to shut up so many times. There's no pauses. She just talks the entire time. It's just talking.
It's awesome.
Ironically, while I talk into a podcast,
it's like cab drivers. Like I don't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah.
Holy cab driver. Shit, man. Like, I'm like, who the fuck are you guys talking to? Because they just keep going and going.
Wait,
and
when
going.
You're in the cab or when they're just driving?
Or by? When you're watching Taxi Cab Confessions.
Yes. No, when you're riding in the cab, not talking to you.
Oh, they're talking to people.
Yeah, they're out there on their Bluetooth. So they just so keep
mailmen.
Going.
Mailmen are always fucking talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, who the, like.
It's a lonely job. I get it. Yeah, you do it for a few years, you guys start talking to, you guys do something.
They, yeah. Who do they have that I don't have?
Remember they're doing like a Jack Burton.
Yeah.
What's like, Jack Burton?
This guy talks to himself. I don't know who Jack Burton is. I'm just
I wish you guys could see
is it
their
from
face
Dune?
Right. No. It's Big Trouble in Little China.
I don't
know that either.
Oh, that, well,
a lot of things I don't know.
Just wait a little bit. They're going to make a remake, apparently, and everyone's upset for no reason.
But so there's an opening sequence in Big Trouble in Little China where Kurt Russell's character, Jack Burton, he's a truck driver, and he's doing, you know, like the normal truck driver thing. He's just talking. It's almost like the first podcast.
Truck driver
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, it's like talking about
hookers.
Yeah, just life. Just life.
No. Yeah, but while I was in Florida, I got to do like a show, a comedy show, and that was fucking crazy. It was like, ended up being like 10 minutes away from my parents' house. And like, it was the biggest room I've ever done. There's like 90-something people there. And the like, it was a U-shaped room, and in the middle of the U was the bar. And then you're facing the bar. It worked out really well. It's just, you know. But the front table was like almost like a picnic style table. It's a really wide table. Mm. And it was completely taken over by my high school hockey coach and then high school hockey parents, like of my teammates, which was
crazy.
Really fun to do all my dick and vagina jokes in front of them. Yeah. And some of my teammates came out and some people I knew. It was a lot of fun. It was really kind of cool to have that kind of homecoming. And cool. to be like, I've only been doing it now 6 months tomorrow, 6 months tomorrow. 7 months tomorrow, sorry. And it's like, oh, cool. This can happen if I just keep working hard and keep getting shows and stuff, which is really exciting. Speaking of that, if you guys do want to see me do stand-up, I have a show. What are we in, June right now?
Yeah.
June 15th at Tandem. It's in Bushwick. It's a bar. It's like 9:30. I'll put it on Facebook and Instagram so you can come and see that. It'll be fun.
Hang out.
Yeah, come hang out.
Bring out.
Cool.
Bring out the boys.
Or anyone.
Yeah. Only guys.
Only dudes only.
Don't bring girls.
They will be checking for dicks at the front door instead of IDs.
Yeah. Dick's got to have this much hair on it.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
Well, you said boys, so this little can't have too much hair.
Can't have any hair on
no
it.
Hair.
No hair on your dick.
You know what's weird? Like, I don't
real
know. If,
shape.
I don't know if you guys went through this, but I don't remember my pubes growing.
Oh, I do. I remember just, when I found my pubes.
No, I mean, hang on a second. I don't. I remember.
You jumped in a little too soon there, Danny. Hold on.
I don't remember them grow. Like I'll shave, and I know when my hair is starting to grow. It's like, oh yeah, it's getting a little long.
You mean shave the top of your head?
Head, beard, whatever.
Beard, okay.
Shave hair.
But you're saying your penis, okay?
And I can feel it like coming, growing, like different lengths.
You feel it growing?
No, I can feel the different lengths, right? With pubes, I remember no hair, and then
boom,
hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I was peeing, sitting down, and I looked down, and I had hair on my
yeah,
my penis.
Just on the top of it, just
penis.
One hair.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't, right out the hole.
I don't remember having stubble.
No,
stubble,
you don't have stubble because
it's just hair. It's like an inch long, right?
You think it just grew overnight?
Yeah.
You think that's what happened?
Yeah.
It waits until you're sleeping.
We both have the same type of hair too.
That's good.
It's like a peanut butter solution.
People know how we look.
Yes, it's that you're a white man and he's a black man. I get the joke.
I'm Italian. I have nappy hair down there.
Oh, okay, that's good. No, I'm all right. Thank you. How do we get on the topic of pubes?
Pubes is
I don't know. It's
oh, the boys coming into the show.
Yeah, cool checking IDs.
Hey, do you shave your armpits?
No.
Do you?
No.
I shaved it a little bit.
Really?
What do you mean shaved it a little bit? Like you did half down?
Yeah, I only shaved half of it.
Why?
No, I shaved half of it off to trim it. I trimmed them.
So you did you trim or did you shave?
Trimmed him.
Okay.
So does it look like Gary Oldman's haircut from Fifth Element?
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't get it.
Because
he had
half,
a weird...
Half of his head was shaved.
Oh.
And he talked real weird in that movie.
Yeah.
I really like that movie.
That was
God,
pretty
so good,
movie.
Isn't it? It's a great movie and just amazing, amazing
looking
cast.
Amazing fashion?
The cast.
Fashion.
Yeah, the fashion too, man. That
for I think it's the first movie, The Black President.
No.
Which one was?
I don't know. There's been lots of movies in the 80s with black presidents.
Okay,
really?
Name
like
one.
The future.
Name one.
I don't fucking watch movies.
So you're not. So I.
I'm just pretty sure it's not the first movie with black presidents.
Okay, so you're guessing. You're saying.
Yeah, you got a computer right in front.
I know I do.
I think
I'll look
I agree
it up.
With,
let's see.
I think I agree with Diego.
I don't.
You keep talking.
I can't talk if you're going to do this.
First.
I have to watch you.
So what do you think about the armpit shaving?
No, I just, because I, you know, since I worked, I've done serving stuff, and you can't serve in tank tops if you, unless you have your armpit shaved.
What? They say that?
What? Yeah.
Because I've had this when I worked at a restaurant, like right now, it's super hot. Yeah. They don't have AC.
Yeah.
And the girls are wearing tank tops, and I'm like, can I wear a tank top? And they said no.
Yeah, because you have to shave your armpits.
Why?
Because you have armpit hair that will fall off people's food.
It's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, but it's a real thing.
Yeah, I'd probably be bummed out if I was eating a sandwich and some hair.
I hate when servers have fucking super hairy arms. Wear a fucking long sleeve shirt, bitch.
But how does it feel? How do you feel like a difference? Does your deodorant last longer?
Yeah, I don't. I actually haven't used deodorant in like 3 years.
Whoa, interesting.
No fucking ammonia in my fucking armpits.
Hmm. Or you just gotta use different.
Aluminum. Sorry.
Well, don't use antiperspirant.
Yeah. Oh, Onnit made a new deodorant that I think I might get. It's all natural and shit.
There's a lot of all natural, but deodorant.
Danny is right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, the film is called The Man in 1972.
Wow. 72.
It's a political drama directed by Joseph Sargent and starring James Earl Jones.
Yeah, that was good, right?
No, you just talked while I talked. Yeah.
No, I finished your sentence because I knew who it was.
Okay, thank you. But no one's seen that movie, so.
But I was right.
And it says right here, it says, it's written by Rod Serling, and Danny's an idiot. That's weird.
I almost copied that.
I was hoping you'd copy.
That's bad.
Whatever. Yeah. It was the first movie I saw with a black president, and it gave me hope.
My president is black. My car's blue.
And it was Zeus, the president from Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I don't know that actor's name, but he was Zeus in wrestling.
Yeah.
Wrestling?
Yeah, WWF. The guy that played the president in The Fifth Element was a WWF wrestler named Zeus. He fought Hulk Hogan in a movie called No Holds Barred.
Yeah. I know that. Yeah. That's awesome.
I just knew him as an actor.
How do you think
actor.
You would do, if you were about, you know John Cena, right?
Yeah. Say, I've never met him in person, but I know
who he is. He's your buddy, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So you guys were going to spar.
Tommy Lister Jr. Uh-huh.
How do you think you would do against John Cena?
Spar what?
Spar, you know, maybe. Let's start with jiu-jitsu. He's humongous.
He's very strong. I probably wouldn't be able to do much.
What about everything?
Like a fighting match?
Yeah, but just you know.
What kind of gloves do we have on?
MMA gloves.
I don't know. He'd probably knock me out. He's gigantic.
Fucking huge, right?
But you're faster than him. I mean,
sure. And I understand distance much better than he does. Yeah.
You can probably outpoint him, but if you get hit by that guy, it's
the thing. It's gonna be just jabbing and circling.
Yeah,
but so those guys know some wrestling, right?
I don't know.
They're professional wrestlers.
Yeah,
of course they know how to wrestle.
I don't know. I don't know what the extent of their training is in terms of wrestling as a martial art.
Yeah,
I know they understand wrestling and how to lift someone correctly and how to things like that.
So let's say John Cena and T.J. Dillashaw. He's around our weight, so
Dillashaw would kill him.
Dillashaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Dillashaw. That was fun game to play.
I like these games.
Yeah, I know you do.
Look how young Steve Mazzagatti looks.
Yeah, we're watching some fights.
And that looks racist.
Yeah, that does look really fucking racist. Nobody on the podcast listening will ever know.
Yeah. It's an old the first GSP Matt Hughes fight, and Matt Hughes is putting on a white hoodie, but his hood just gets stuck over his head,
and it's just real
and it looks real pointy. All right, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, real pointy hood there, guy.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm upset. I'm a little disheartened and saddened. If you guys don't know, Professor John Danaher, they had a video of him for what was it called? It was a video of him. For BJJ Hacks, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And he kind of just mentions the fact that the reason he never competed was because he has a messed up leg. It doesn't work right. And he's like, if I ever wanted to compete, I want to be the best in the world. And I couldn't with that leg. And now, since he's been kind of years of rolling and walking around, kind of being that light on the knee, it's ruined his hip. So now he's going to have to get surgery, and he probably is not going to be able to roll again.
Oh, fuck.
So it's it's so, I don't know. He's like the Yoda of jiu-jitsu. He's just the most, one of the highest regarded coaches in jiu-jitsu and MMA. And to take away his beautiful expression of himself is just such a bummer. I really hope this works out. Like, he hasn't decided fully on getting the surgery. There's a really good little article on Fightland that he talks to this other guy, Josh Rosenblatt, who's also a fighter, and about how, like, he's going through injuries where he can't, like, throw kicks correctly anymore. And I don't know, man, just, like, hip problems seem insane. Because, like, if you look at your body, it's like, oh, yeah, it fixed your ankle. They could take shit out or whatever. But, like, your hip is, like, the middle of everything, you know?
Yeah. To it's get like a fulcrum.
It's real strange. I don't know, man. I really hope he's able to roll again. That seems like such a bummer.
I mean, he can still coach, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he can still coach. But, you know, it's just for the sake of his sanity.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine not rolling.
That's kind of like, I mean, not quite severe, but Rodney Mullen had a really bad hip issue.
Really? I didn't know that.
And
the skateboarder, right?
Yeah, yeah. He had, you know, went through a couple surgeries, and like, it just seized up one day. And one day he was like, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna skate through it." He's like, you know, he knew, he was like, "I know it's gonna, you know, destroy it and shred it, and I might not be able to walk if I just keep skating. You know, mm-hmm. a couple years I probably won't be able to walk." But he just did it, and he said he just like, you know, said it got like really fucked up. It got seized, and then he's just decided to keep skating on it. And it's been years now, and he just hasn't.
No surgery. He just keeps skating on it.
He just kept skating on it.
Wow.
And he says he has like pain and stuff, but he's
sure,
like,
sure.
You know, just this weird, one of those weird things where he just kind of like willed himself to just like keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's like for him to wake up every morning and go make breakfast.
Yeah. I mean,
probably John sucks, but he's still, I mean, he's fucking doing it.
John's saying in this article, he's like, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
It's just bone on bone.
God,
you know, like
Christ.
That has to be fucking awful.
Jesus Christ.
And your hip is like so important for your hips are so important. It's jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is hips.
Yeah. Just, I mean, and just life. Like you don't, it's one of those things that until you get like that issue, that area injured, you don't realize how much you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do anything. Everything.
That with every injury.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much.
I got like a paper cut on my thumb once. So like, that's the exact spot I used to text.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Pretty infuriating.
Yeah.
Jesus. How's training been going for you? How's your injury and your stuff?
I mean, still hurts.
Yeah.
What hurts? Good. Shoulder?
Shoulder.
Shoulder, yeah.
Yeah, sucks.
Yeah. I went to the doctor and got a cortisone shot in it, which made it feel awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm supposed to do PT, but I mean, I haven't had time to, go do PT, so I'm just like an asshole, so I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go to the doctor again and get another cortisone shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that game.
Yeah, so that's probably in the cards for me.
How about some just steroids?
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could
really heal it up.
Yeah.
Get way stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you don't work out, then it's not going to do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't judge you for that. Yeah. You know, it makes sense to do what you can with the technology given to help fix yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I could inject some nanoprobes into my shoulder and get it to be better than that, I would totally do that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be awesome.
That's a space thing, right? Or something?
That's a Star Wars thing?
Well, no, it's real. Nanotechnology. They're mm-hmm. like, they're little like...
aliens?
No, the robots. The robots the size of cells.
Oh.
And you can program them to do like different things.
Really? How much does that cost?
And I don't really think you can use it yet. They're still building them. It's very developmental, but I mean, shit. And then
pretty
probably,
scary for the future of what could be possible. Well, pretty awesome for the future.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking within the next 5 years, you'll be able to get that shit.
It'd be weird if they do like nanotechnology tattoos that you can change.
That'd be so.
Oh, yeah.
Like they go in your skin, like, oh, I want a dragon for this next year.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck dragon. I want a unicorn.
Yeah. You know that shit's coming.
That'd be so cool. I would get more tattoos.
Mm. More than the one you have?
More than the one I have. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get removed one day.
What do you have?
It says you're so cool. And it has a gay heart.
It just looks like the calf is dirty. Like you can't see it. No one would think it's a tattoo.
Just mush?
It looks like a tattoo.
Okay, sorry.
It looks just like your tattoo.
What do I know? Yeah, what do I know? A guy who worked at a tattoo shop and dated a tattoo artist, and all my friends are tattoo artists.
And all your friends have lots of tattoos.
All my friends have lots of tattoos. I'm pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know you guys know. I was on the Chris Gethard show. Did you guys see it? Did you guys watch the show?
I heard about it.
Mm.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's on YouTube.
I saw this still from Instagram. It's pretty cool.
So I was 2 weeks ago, I was riding back to go teach the kids class, and I saw like the whole cast was in McCarran Park, and I like walked by. I'm like, hey, hey, hello. And Chris follows me on Twitter. So I was like, okay, I'll say hi. I'm like, hey, what's up, Chris? And he goes, hey, how are you, man? I'm like, he's like trying to figure out who I am.
Oh, yeah.
And like, we're talking for a second. He's like, oh, I'm the fight guy from Twitter. And I go, yeah, that's me. And the episode was going to be, they're going to be taping the episode the following day. And the subject of the episode was show us your weird body parts. And I'm like, I have cauliflower ears, if that's a thing. I don't know if it's weird. And like, yeah, it's totally weird. And we're talking, and then there's some stuff we're going to do later on in the future, hopefully, fingers crossed.
That's awesome.
But they're so fucking nice. I love, absolutely love their show, and he's such a nice dude. So I went the following day to the taping, rode my bike up. Such a fun bike ride. I didn't realize I was, it's on like 2nd and 58th or 48th? 48th. Man, yeah. Such a fun bike ride going up 2nd Avenue. It's like,
it's crazy.
There's no bike lane, but it's like, it gave you enough room where I have, like, that's fun for me, like going in and out of traffic. Super fun bike ride. Everyone was super nice. They're like the nerdiest. It's like the collection of weirdos and nerds. And like, I fit in and don't at the same time, you know, like inside me, I'm a nerd in parts of it, but I'm also a jock. Like, I'm nerdy about my jockness.
Yeah.
Like, I've sent emails to the producers of Dexter because they did Rear Naked Chokes wrong. You know, like that kind of nerdiness.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, excuse me. The arm does not go underneath. It goes over. But it's cool. The ladies from Broad City were there, who I love. And Alana Glazer took a picture of my ear.
That's awesome.
That was a highlight of my week.
I wonder if she put it on Instagram. I wonder if she put it on Instagram.
I don't think. No, it was on. She took it from a
Snapchat.
No. The idea was they had Michelangelo's David.
Okay.
Like a drawing of it on a wood board, and whatever you part you showed, and they took a picture of it, a Polaroid, and stapled it to that to Michelangelo.
Oh, okay.
So they picture of my ear and put it on Michelangelo. Super cool, great taping. I want to try and do it as much as I can to go to it because it's just a lot of fun, a good environment. And that was really fun, and I think you guys should definitely check it out. It's on Fusion. That's a cable channel, but it's also on Apple TV,
nice,
which is smart of them to do.
Yeah.
And then they put it on YouTube too, so everyone can watch it.
You threw a link up on Instagram, right?
I don't know how to put links on Instagram. It's on my Facebook.
Right.
Okay. I wasn't gonna put it on the blog because it has nothing to do with fight. Oh, it has a little bit to do with fighting. Cauliflower. I might put it on there.
Do whatever you want.
I might put it on there.
Yeah. I think you should. Just I think you should
see what you want.
Don't put limitations on that shit.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm very weird about my limitations. Because, like, I've also been drawing my comics for a little while now. Like, I do them once in a while. Yeah. Like, I have no idea what to do with them. Like, I want to post them somewhere, but I'm not going to put it on the website.
A zine, comic book.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, I guess.
Distribute it.
Or give it to people.
Make a website for it.
Yeah, I could do that. moving on.
What were other people's weird body parts?
There's one girl who turned her leg completely around.
Wow, I never fucking heel hooked that.
Insane. There was a young lady who Skyped and she pulled out her front two teeth.
Okay.
There was a guy who had like a fat deposit on his stomach.
That's gross.
Oh, weird.
There was a transgender man, Jamie, who's so nice.
Chinese gender?
Huh?
He's transgender.
Oh, I thought I said Chinese gender.
Chinese gender. Is that another gender?
Nah.
And it's like a removable dick thing? Penis? I can't remember what it's called. That is an interesting name.
Strap on?
No, it's not that.
Detachable penis.
No, that song? Remember?
Yeah.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
But Jamie's super cool. Super funny. Yeah, some stuff. And then they did a thing at the end that was called the genital chamber, where there's a TV, a monitor on the floor, and Chris is holding up like a silver curtain and has a fog machine, and him and Alana were in there, and there's people Skyping about their penises. They're weird. And then Shannon O'Neill and Abby Jacobson were drawing what Chris and Alana were describing without making it too phallic. Like, they didn't want to be able to show it on camera, so it was like they're kind of drawing a penis, but not really. It was really funny. Good. You should watch the show. Watch the show.
Watch it.
I'm totally going to watch it.
22 minutes.
Yeah, I'm totally going to watch it.
I'm going to watch that shit.
I'm trying to get Chris's band on it because they do a musical guest at the end.
Go Deep.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm going to get Go Deep on there.
Nice.
Because they're awesome.
Go Deep's great, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been hanging with him sometimes.
Now he told me. Yeah. Chris. I talked to Chris.
And Danny Hico.
Danny Hico. I love Danny.
Yeah, Danny's awesome, man. All those guys are great.
Have you listened to his music?
Who, Danny's?
Mason Avery?
Mm-mm.
Dude.
Good stuff.
Mason Avery. You guys, fuck Mason Avery on Facebook. Yeah. It's Dan Rico's solo project. It is amazing. He's been working on it for like literally the entire time I've known him, over a decade. He's been working on this one album over a decade. Whoa. And then when the van got stolen, he lost all of it.
Oh, God.
He lost all of it. Shit. And then just, which I think, honestly, I think was a good thing. Because now he just buckled down and finished it really fast. And because he already knew what he wanted. It was all basically done.
I hate that shit, man. I hate, I know so many musicians that got their van stolen. You got to get them padlocks. I had them on my van with my dad when we did construction. I gotta tell Danny Rico.
But can you just break the glass and open the door?
Yeah, but you can't open the door because there's locks on the door, welded, and then there's a big round lock.
So I see what you're saying. I've seen. Yeah.
You can't get the shit out that won't fit through the window.
Like okay, I see what you're saying.
And stuff.
That's smart. Yeah, yeah.
I'll talk to him about it. We also had cages on the windows too because we were in New York City in the 90s. So
it's different, different I'll text world.
Him, yeah.
Yes. I'll talk no man's him. Land.
Speaking of a change of world, right now it's the weekend and we're going through what's called Bushwick Open Studios.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is. Something in a dick.
Can't stop being a dick.
You don't like art.
Art.
It's basically all the artists in Bushwick open their studios to people and they just come in and check out the work and like it's a good example of how much art is still in Brooklyn and Bushwick and hopefully it stays a little bit that way.
It will stay in Bushwick for the next 5 years, and then it will be in Ridgewood, and then it's going to be in East New York, and then it's just going to keep going further and further
into
back.
The Atlantic Ocean.
Williamsburg is not what it's just you can't.
Williamsburg is a suburb.
You just can't do shit. You can't. There's white women with babies, and there's black nannies with their
I wanna
white
give
babies,
a,
and
yeah, a lot of babies.
It's terrible.
Quick shout out to Vinny's and Sean, who was on Jimmy Kimmel. Did you see that?
Shit. No.
Sean did this pizza. It's a cheese pizza with smaller slices pizza on top of it.
Oh, that's why Vinny's been so fucking packed lately. Yeah. People go in there, I want the cheese on cheese.
They sold over 1,000 slices already.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I asked them how much it was, and I was like, I'm going to pass on that, but I'll take this eggplant. I go there every fucking day.
Yeah, I go to Vinny's all the time.
I literally go there every day.
I love Vinny's. They've named two slices after me.
Yeah,
that's
they're
awesome.
Good dudes. It's mostly Dan doing it, but they're good dudes. I've been a patron of theirs before I even moved to New York. Like,
really?
Yeah.
How'd you
when
do
I came
that?
To visit.
You got it shipped to Miami.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. So right. They're on. Yeah, Sean was on. Sean's an amazing cartoon cartoon drawer guy.
Cartoonist?
Yeah. Nice. And he always does their art for like their special boards.
It's really good.
Like the last one, the Lion King one, where it's the monkey. I can't remember what the bamboo's name is. Baboon's name was. But he's holding up a slice.
Yeah.
And like that went super viral. And like,
oh, really?
I saw a picture of Pizza Hut drew one.
No
that
way.
Exact thing and stole that idea.
Whoa. Fucking corporate America.
Good for another corporate. No. So shout out to them. So if you find yourself in Williamsburg,
go to Vinny's.
Bedford and North 9th.
And
look across the street. You might see us stooping hard.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
On the stoop.
What else is up, you guys? What else are you going to bring to the table?
What's
bugging you?
I don't know.
Traffic? I guess I got a little something that's bothering me.
What do you got?
It's this, so the Caitlyn Jenner thing, cool, good for her, all the support in the world, but the interesting thing to me has been people, especially on Facebook, and especially what I would consider conservative or right-wing people, posting memes where it's like an injured Marine, and they'd be like, excuse me, on our way to congratulate Caitlyn Jenner on being so heroic, and it's like, I know you'd find that funny, and it's like, I understand where you're, I get where you're coming from, but you need to stop jerking off so much to war movies, and understand there's more than one type of way of being a brave or being a hero, and it's like,
there literally is a Marine turned to a lady. Lady Valor. She's a badass in the Marines. She's like always kicking in the front door because she went to every mission ready to die. And then she came back. Well, he came back.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember
now
this.
She doesn't say she's a transgender because this is how she feels inside. So
sure.
She doesn't want to put a label on anything. But Lady Valor. It's a documentary on Netflix about a Marine that actually went served seven terms in Iraq.
Jesus.
Killed tons of people. Hmm. Badass.
Yeah.
Now is a
woman.
You know, a woman.
That's great.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where there's like it's the fact that they're trying to make making it there is no issue. Yeah. That, like, there's, like, that's not a real hero. This is a hero. Well, no, you guys both are heroes, you know, or whatever the fuck. I mean, yeah. There's whatever the fuck you want to call it, hero, good person, whatever. But there's no, like, the conflict that they're creating is
It's a very
totally
strange competition they're making. Yeah. Where, like, okay, if you consider this person who's in war a hero, cool, but there's kids around the country who are contemplating suicide because they feel a way inside that doesn't match the outside, but then they see someone doing what they want to do. Mm-hmm. That's to them a hero. It's
makes
different to everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing that fucking is so annoying is people are like, I don't understand how someone can change their... Like, yeah, just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing that bugs me the most. I'm like, dude, I don't fucking get that shit's weird. Well, yeah, you know what else is weird? Going to
Burger King every day.
Yeah.
My shit.
Exactly.
Being fat and being a real piece of shit. That's just cattle. And you should die soon.
Yeah. I mean,
because you're
just
useless.
It's, it's also really
a lot
weird
of
to
useless
hate people because you
world.
Don't understand them. But yeah, it's so strange how, you know, short-sighted some people can be.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's the fact that people are trying to, like, make this into a competition or make enemies out of each other, like, out of this person.
And even people saying that's like a publicity stunt, I'm like, are you fucking stupid?
It's like, I'm going to just get my whole dick cut off for a publicity stunt.
It's insane.
I'm sure she wasn't thinking like, ooh, this is going to be great. My life is going to be so
great
right
turned
now.
Out to be worth more money now. Just,
but
what do you mean?
She's worth more money now. Now her stock has went up. You know what I mean?
Oh.
She's like,
true.
She didn't do it for that, but
she
was already well off. It doesn't matter. But now she has more money than before. So that's the thing.
I don't know if she has more. That's a weird way of saying it because no one's going to just give you money for being transgender.
Yeah, you know,
but the attention, and
attention
I understand what you're saying
her,
in that way.
You know, who knows how that shit works, but they get money.
Yeah, it's just strange the arrogance of people, especially on social media. Just
it's always surprising that people are still uncomfortable with people being gay or transgender.
Yeah, it doesn't affect your life.
Yeah, it's like,
it's really weird.
It's, especially for me, I grew up around a lot of gay people and transgender people. So I'm like, oh, this is normal. You know, it's nothing. Like, don't try to act any other way. But it's weird. People are not used to things.
You know what it is? It's that goddamn Bible and Christianity shit. I mean, there's so many people
really
out there.
Really fucking shit up.
Sorry, Christians.
No, totally.
But, I mean, it's just... so many people get brainwashed into this this whole idea that it's like, you know, they get brainwashed that if they don't do something, they're going to die and go to burn in hell. Mm-hmm. And they're all scared shitless of that. They all got programmed to be scared of this dude with a pitchfork fucking them in the ass with a flaming dildo. You know, they don't want it. They don't want to go through eternity with that. And they're like, fuck, if I got to do everything that, you know, this this stupid book says... That is right, so I can live out the rest of my days. You know, when I die, I can live through eternity. Most of them don't even understand the concept of eternity, and you know, with angels and harps and God and shit. And the whole idea of that is just ridiculous because they're doing all the shit like hating people and, you know, being bad people, so that they can get away from who they think are quote unquote bad people, so that they can have a good eternity. It's the craziest thing. It's so crazy, man. And the fact that they are only doing it, they're only trying to be like they're I'm making air quotes good people.
Yeah.
Because they're scared to, you know, die after they die. They're not doing it because they're trying to be good people. They're not doing it because it's morally correct.
Yeah.
Because if they're trying to be morally correct people, they would love everyone.
Yeah. Oh, they're gonna hate.
Yeah, it's so stupid, man. Like, I grew up in, like, a...
really Christian area?
Yeah, like, I grew up, like, raised Christian, like, the whole time. Like, just being in, like, youth groups and stuff and listening to how horrible...
Scary.
Like, just listening to how bad they would... Like, these youth pastors would talk about gay people and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, what is wrong with you? Like I can't... Like, I could never wrap my brain around, like, all the hatred they would spew in these, like, youth group meetings. I'm like,
to children.
These are kids. And I'm sure all those kids grew up to be assholes. I'm the only one that escaped.
Yeah.
Assholery.
You got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
It's real strange
it's
thing.
It's strange, yeah.
When I was younger, I mean, a few years younger, I was very anti-religion. I considered not necessarily an atheist, but an anti-theist.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like I've kind of grown away in that where I see where it can help people that mm-hmm. are, they need, you know, the whole there's no atheist in foxholes thing. And yeah, I get it. Not for me, but if it's a thing that you're using to belittle people's lifestyle choices and make them feel bad, then you're being an asshole. But if it makes you better a person and you need it, good for you. Have fun. Don't push it on people. Don't be an asshole. But very interesting. Very, very hard line to walk there. And I don't know. I'm becoming a more understanding. Like I think as I get older, I'm more competent at putting myself in other people's shoes and understanding that just because I don't feel a certain way doesn't mean that their way of feeling is wrong.
Right.
But it's also just like, well, the way you feel is negative towards other people. So you're kind of being, it's just a very difficult thing where you just be more opening and understanding that you're not like everyone else and everyone else is not like you.
I couldn't agree with you more because you gotta get to that point where you're just like, you know what? Everybody's different and it's okay. And don't be a jerk to that person or try and tell them that you're right because they're different than you. Just let them be different, and it's okay.
And just don't hang out with them.
You can even hang out with them. It's, you know, it's just don't. No one's wrong unless they're hurting someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Just do your thing.
Do you, buddy?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do it. I do it every day.
What else is going on in our world?
My world.
Yeah.
Doing some screenproof.com.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Oh, how's it going?
It's okay. Yeah. I did job last week.
How's Wix working out for you?
Oh, Wix is really good. That site is it's really easy to use. It's really easy. Also, I got this gig last week working. I built a staircase.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I do other shit too.
That seems difficult.
You know, it is difficult if you don't know how to do it. Difficult when you do it by yourself because you can't afford to hire somebody else to hang out to work with you, which is fine.
Wow.
But yeah, right now I'm just doing it. If I get jobs that are big enough, I have people that I call. But yeah, so if anybody needs anything done, let me know. Build stuff.
Nice.
But now, yeah. So that's all I'm doing really. Mm-hmm. That, hanging out.
Nice. I like it.
You know.
You look good, man. I haven't seen you in a
while.
Thanks,
bro. Yeah.
Hey, nice haircut. I like what you've.
I got a little haircut.
Shaped it up a little bit.
Russian Jew.
What? Like,
that's who gave me the haircut.
Oh, I thought that was the name of the haircut. Like, nope. That's a real specific name for a haircut.
The guy was a Russian Jew. They're different.
Like Winona Ryder. There are a lot of beautiful ones, man.
Really?
Winona Ryder?
Can't picture her.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
she's Heather's. Perfect. Mr. Deeds.
Oh, the Heather's, yeah.
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Okay, I know who she is.
Oh, Beetlejuice. Michael Keaton. Trying to think what else is going on. Yeah. Jiu-jitsu's been fun.
Yeah.
This is the most fun I've had with jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
In this point. Post-competitive has been the most fun.
Did you compete?
In jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to compete or you just get in competitions?
I just did competitions. Like, I didn't take it too seriously.
Right.
I didn't take it seriously as cage fighting.
Right.
I just did competitions. I don't like jiu-jitsu competitions, to be honest. I think it's almost like an oxymoron.
I don't like them either, but do you think I should do it?
I think you should do it just to know what it feels like.
Should I do it at blue belt or should I wait for purple?
Do it at blue. Why wait?
I don't know.
Do it. Just do it. You
should
have done it at white.
Fuck. I should have done it right before I got my blue, right?
Should've just done it wherever. Do it when now. Now is always the right time.
You know, I'm thinking about doing like a submission only one.
Do it.
You know, but they're like $100.
Sure, but it's an experience.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with like, I've never done a jiu-jitsu competition, but Hickson Gracie said something that kind of reminded me of
who's that?
Hickson. let me tell you about this guy. I'm gonna drop some knowledge on you. No, but
speaking Japan.
He said something. Yeah, I think the Japanese know who he is. Yeah. Oh. He said something to me that kind of reminded me of the way that he was saying something about jiu-jitsu competitions, and it's like the same way as like, you know, certain levels of like Muay Thai. Is it with that, like the technique gets to a point to where it moves so moves in such the direction of getting points and winning a competition that it gets farther away from what the art actually is, you know? Like, it's, you'll get to a point where you'll see two guys like work. Oh shit! You'll see two competitors like working the game within those rules so much that they're kind of getting away from what the actual thing is. And I think that happens with.
Well, it's difficult because jiu-jitsu was it wasn't supposed to be jiu-jitsu versus jiu-jitsu. It's supposed to be jiu-jitsu versus person.
Yeah. Right.
Versus
yeah.
attacker. So when it is jiu-jitsu versus jiu-jitsu, it does become difficult in that matter. My problem with competition jiu-jitsu is that my definition of jiu-jitsu is to be efficient mm-hmm. and to be almost
loose butthole.
If you couldn't do a push-up. If you were so exhausted you couldn't do a push-up, but you could still do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
It's more of a grappling tournament to me. It's mm-hmm. just people going balls to the wall, which, you know, I respect that aspect too. It's just that's not the kind of fun I have.
Yeah.
And right now, all my jiu-jitsu is about just being as open as possible and being honest with who I am with every role and kind of, I don't know, like, it feels like before I was trying to paint still life and now I'm doing abstract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm letting go of all the rules. Yeah. I'm doing whatever I want within the role and having as much fun as possible. And I'm learning a lot and I'm also learning how to learn more.
Yeah.
In a weird way. I have been trying to figure out how to explain it, and it's just like I'm seeing how closely I can put my hand in the trap
mm-hmm.
without getting caught. You know, or getting caught. And it's just, this has been the most fun. And I don't know. Training for fights is the least fun thing I've ever done. It's awful.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes it.
It's not fun, but, you know, you have to do it. I'm glad I did it. And then training for competitions is like, you just have to go over what works for you.
Yeah.
And, like, do your game. Just drill your game. But right now, just having an open dialogue with another person through jiu-jitsu is just so much fun. Like, last night, had a roll with Brian. That was one of the most fun rolls I've ever had.
Oh, yeah?
Most fun rolls ever. Because I felt him let go.
Oh, he let go recently, too.
He let go. It was just so loose, and we hit a ton of positions in, 3 minutes?
Yeah, I hate not hitting. Like, I just hate being stagnant. Like, I don't want to, like, even if I'm mount, I don't like to be mount for a long time because, nothing's happening. And I, you know, let's say I don't train every day, so when I train, I want my training to be as much as I can get as possible, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't like being the stagnant one or anything like that. But
sure. But then sometimes that there's a skill there too.
Yeah, yeah. Playing like staying heavy on top is
being able to maintain is super useful. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. I've been having fun. And holy shit, I was feeling like shit yesterday. I don't know. I didn't eat that. I've been hungry like every day this week and just haven't been eating that much because I've been lazy and not wanting to cook. So I was taking a toll yesterday, and then at work, I had to go to the city and drop stuff off and then come back. And then I right an hour before I came to the gym, I popped 3 shroom techs.
Mm.
And holy shit, half hour, like once we started rolling, once the around like halfway in, it was just like put whatever when you just boom fifth gear.
Mm.
I couldn't stop. I rolled for so long after you left. I think I left the gym at like 10.
Nice.
I was just feeling great at the end.
Good.
That shit really helped. But
yeah, it's fun.
I know some people take it every time they train, and I know like with drinking and other drugs, like you build an immunity to it.
Yeah, dependency.
So,
yeah, it's like a tolerance.
Yeah, tolerance, that's the word.
Tolerance, yeah. You think like, yeah, even with the shroom tech and the alpha brain and all that stuff and all the other stuff that people take, you think like if you take it every time you train, you're really going to benefit from it?
No, I mean, you have to, you always have to give your body like a washout period.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing. Because we're parts of this earth too, man.
I mean,
like if the same way if you look at like a creek and you look at the rocks in that creek and if water has been going down those rocks for a certain amount of time, those rocks are gonna start to shape.
Yeah, they round.
And it's gonna be the way that water goes. So if you're taking like 2, you know, shroom techs or whatever the fuck it is a day, your body's gonna like your receptors are gonna get accustomed to having that same amount there. And they're gonna the receptors that are like reaching out to grab those nutrients, they're gonna get accustomed to it being there. So they're gonna that grab is gonna get weaker and weaker and weaker. And sometime eventually they're gonna be like, oh man, we don't even need this receptor. So we might have 2 receptors instead of 3. I'm just making this up.
No, that's a very good analogy. But, no, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to kind of just like with a muscle, you have to make it work. Right. You know, you can't just like give the rat the pizza or the cheese.
I've had one bottle of Shroom Tech for 2 years.
I think that's probably good.
So
again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Cornell's pretty much a doctor.
And if you're gonna get Shroom Tech, you might as well go to walkingalonenyc.com
and turn off your ad blockers.
Turn off the goddamn ad blocker.
Yeah.
Hit the banner ad and buy something.
I should.
Yeah, it seems fine. I like it. Even when I used to do a pre-workout before training. Mm-hmm. Mostly when I had fights, just because I was training too much. I was just training every day. And it's like I needed a little something to get me going. And
yeah. Did you take it before your fight?
No.
No.
You're not allowed to, I think.
How do they know?
Because then there's people in the locker room. And I know.
You know. No Shroom Tech before your fight?
I don't know. I don't know if I
feel like taking something like that before a fight would.
You're allowed to have coffee after that.
Yeah. But I feel like taking any kind of like enhancement, well, for me personally, would fuck me because like the adrenaline is like, and then if I like add something on top of that, it'll probably just go. I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'll shit my pants.
Yeah, I'm bored, you guys, if you weren't aware.
Yeah.
Boom.
I just turned into Police Academy.
I'll just stick to every once in a while. I'm not going to take every time I train.
Yeah.
For sure. I like training tired. I like training like feeling like shit.
Yeah.
Overcome, you know.
Yeah, and it'll make you appreciate all the times that you have that are great training. Oh, like, man, that was a really great day.
I worked out in my gym, in my building a couple days ago, like tight. 3 or 4 days ago. Still fucking sore. Did a real shitty workout, too.
What'd you do? Mm-hmm.
I just did like the ab roller. I did some back stuff. My back's not sore, but I did some chest press. And
butt stuff?
And
some butt stuff.
Yeah, butt stuff, yeah. A lot of butt. Whoa! And I did
I don't know why we locked it up.
That was cool. I wish everybody saw that. It was very nice, little ebony and ivory hands, just touching each other in a weird way. And then I did these squats where you hold the dumbbell above you. Mm-hmm. And then
overhead like a goblet? Overhead.
Yeah, just fully extended. And then I'm just fucking been sore.
Did you stretch afterwards?
I stretched a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I stretched. I went in the sauna and stretched that shit out right away, actually. But I'm sore as a motherfucker.
Good.
I look great, though. I looked in the mirror. I took a selfie, too. I sent it to a bunch of people. I'm not sure if I sent it to you.
A bunch of people. Real, no, I didn't get real, that. I'm glad.
Real vascular.
Real.
Took a picture. Just like,
hump, hump.
Nice. Muscles were full.
All those noises.
Hump.
Gorged with blood.
Hump, hump.
Cool.
Selfie of just my dick.
I don't think it counts as a selfie. I think your face has to be in it for a selfie.
Just my dick and balls.
That's a dick pic.
Dick pic balls.
All right, cool. You got anything else?
No.
I feel good.
Oh, yeah. I just finished reading.
Books? Well,
reading?
Not just finished, but last week I finished Ready Player One. Have you guys checked that book out? Holy shit. It's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you like
color books.
Yeah, coloring books. If you like nerdy stuff and like video games, if you like Matrix, that kind of stuff, check this book out. It's amazing. Damn. It's by Ernest Cline.
Ready Player One?
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
So good.
I went to Barnes & Noble yesterday and took a wizard.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Never mind. Anyway.
Mm. Cool.
Anything else going on?
Follow us on Instagram. I've been killing it.
You said what happened?
Follow us on Instagram.
Oh yeah,
Instagram.
I've
cool.
been doing a great job. I don't know about you guys.
I don't have a.
My Instagram's been okay.
I haven't posted anything in a minute.
Should I post?
I posted the potato the chip thing about turning the bag. I thought that was pretty funny.
I thought that was pretty stupid.
At Cornell Ward.
Yeah.
At Danny Screams. At Walking Alone NYC. This was fun. I missed you guys.
Yeah, we should do it again sometime. We should do it again sometime.
It'll be nice. Yeah, he will ask me about a podcast, and I go kind of.
Yeah.
We'll get some stuff going. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks.
If you have anything you want to add or want to have certain guests on or questions.
Or send us stuff.
Send us stuff. What?
Yeah,
okay. Email at walkingalonenyc@gmail.com. Or sorry, you don't have to do an app before that for an email.
You don't?
Walkingalonenyc@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you want to see me come do comedy, June 15th, Tandem Bar in Bushwick. 9:30, I think I'll post it on Instagram. I make jokes and then like extend one hand and go, come on, right? You get me?
You get it?
Is this relatable?
Yeah.
No? We love you. Big kiss. Henry says hi. Wu-Tang's for the children.
Listen to Slayer.